Before I start, I just want to share with you my Woodward family, that I had a blessing and a miracle in my life this past Thursday. I have a daughter in Southern California, and she lives in San Ramon. She hasn't spoken to me for 8 years, and I never really told anybody except my family knows and some of my friends and my prayer team. And I've been praying every night about this, you know, bringing my daughter back into my life. And so Thursday when I was at my desk, a message appeared on my iPad. Lori Ann Bilby. Hi, Mom. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that. 8 years not having your daughter speak to you or her siblings. And we talk about her all the time. We miss her. I didn't want to say anything because I knew God would take care of it someday. But for the past few months, I prayed every night. I said, Lord, it would be such a blessing if my daughter would speak to me by Christmas. And it would be more of a blessing if it had been at Thanksgiving. And here she was on Thursday, a blessing and a miracle. So for 8 years, I've been praying this. So never give up on your prayers, because you never know. And those that are hurting the way I was hurting, not having a daughter, she's not speaking to me yet. She says we'll take baby steps at a time. So church, if you would put it in your heart and in your prayers that I can hear her voice soon. The song I was going to sing was a lively song, but yesterday when I was going to practice my song, God put this on my heart. I've sung it before, and I think it's so appropriate that we give glory to God. Forgive me if I flub up, okay? I'm really sad.
Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. Thank you.
pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary.